Welcome back to Grand Prairie on the post-game show as we're joined now by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom here. Was that better?
Yep, thank you.
A 5-0 win tonight for your hockey club, Tom, and it was a massive game from your line of Hayden Urslak, Jackson McKinstry, and Brett Edwards. They got the ball rolling at the start. It was nice to see Hayden get in there. He rang one off the crossbar early in the third period, but that line you've kept together for quite some time now, and they've seemed to really gel. They're a good checking unit, and they show some offensive flair here tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt, they were our best line, our most efficient line. They cycle the puck. They move their feet. And then they get rewarded, which was good to see. I mean, Eddie gets the ball rolling today with a great shot coming off the wing. You know, he's always a kid that we've said, you know, keep pushing, keep shooting, and he does that, and the puck goes in. And, you know, Urselak had, you know, it's unfortunate because we maybe thought that one in the first period right after the goal went in, they waved it off, which was fine. But, you know, our guys had that stick-to-itness, which he appreciated. I thought that the first period we were very good. I thought in the third period we were good. I didn't like the second period. I thought that we got caught flat-footed quite a bit. They're a team that likes to stretch out, and, you know, they sprung two breakaways against a team that maybe has a little bit more potent offense. You're in trouble. But, you know, Suds again came up with the stops that, you know, he needed to. He only had 20 today. But all in all, you know, we tell our players not every portrait has to be a Picasso. This was definitely a paint by numbers, but we'll take the 5-0 win.
Tom, I was talking about him a little bit in the broadcast, but Stephen Wood is a player who comes in and, you know, you bring him in for his physicality, and you see that there in the third period when he drops the gloves, but he's been chipping in quite a few assists. He's almost like a playmaker there. He's got 5 assists now with you. He only had 5 points with Drumheller before he was acquired, but he seems to be an all-round player and a real welcome addition to this back end.
No, he is, and his attributes, you know, they're too numerous to, you know, to list off, because he is. He's good in his own zone. He's tough, physical. He doesn't back down. He stands up for his teammates. And he's showing us an offensive side. Maybe we're just scratching the surface of, you know, what he can be as a player. But I think also what he does is, you know, he's very positive in the dressing room. He's a guy that, when I look at the end of the year, it's going to be a guy that we sit there and say, you know what, shucks, I wish I would have had that kid for another couple years, because he's definitely part of the culture we're trying to build here. And he's a great ambassador for our program. And he'll be here for hopefully a couple more months with a long playoff run. But he's definitely, you know, a welcomed addition to our team.
With all the injuries that you've suffered over recent weeks, Tom, I've noticed that you've really tried to get everyone equal playing time and just get everyone out on the ice. And one line is that rookie line. I think they've really benefited. Liam Isaac's been great all season, but he seems to be playing with a little bit more confidence. And same with Nicholas Leesburg, as we've seen that heavy shot at times not find the back of the net, but he seems to have found a scoring touch of late.
Yeah, I mean, when those young guys can contribute, it's such a positive thing for us as a coaching staff, for the rest of the team. And we know that one of the biggest things is just having confidence. And when you've got confidence, you know, you skate a little quicker, you hit a little bit harder, you know, and you contribute a little bit more positively. And those guys have been outstanding. I thought they were pretty good again tonight, at least, you know, again off the wing, another shot reminiscent of the one that Eddie had in the first period. But you know, we've prided ourselves on the fact that we have a balanced attack, and if one or two guys go down, it shouldn't really affect us, because somebody else will pick up the slack. And you're right, in terms of injuries, you know, Mateo Aiello is back. You know, we've got 3 games in 2.5 days. It's a typical road trip for us, but we also know that we have to manage ourselves. So now the challenge for us is to make sure, you know, if there are any bumps and bruises, that we let Pete, you know, administer the proper amount of ice bags. You know, we hydrate and we nourish our bodies. We rest up, and then we're ready for tomorrow. We protect today's effort with another strong one. You know, so we talked about it at length. We mentioned it in the pregame, but the most important game for us is the next one, and that's tomorrow. We don't look too far ahead, so we have to be ready, because this is a team here in Grand Prairie. I don't know how Lloyd Minster did or whatever, but again, they're fighting for position, so it should be another you know, strong effort by them.
Just checking, Lloyd Minster did defeat Okotoks 3-2 tonight, so that's a big win for them. And you mentioned Grand Prairie now going to be even hungrier for a win tomorrow night, because their games become that much more important as they're just trying to hang on to a playoff spot. We saw a little bit of offensive flair from Grand Prairie. They did stretch you out a couple times, like you mentioned. They have some very skilled players on the offensive side, and it seemed like maybe just a couple unlucky bounces for them. But Eric Suter, I know he only faces 20 shots tonight, but he made some huge saves. He stopped a breakaway in that second period there, and you've talked about that confidence the team has in him, and sometimes maybe we saw tonight the defense just relax a little bit and be a little bit too confident in their goal.
There's a couple of plays we made where you're thinking, what the heck's going on? And, you know, the guys look at you and say, well, Suter is back there. It's okay. But I think more importantly for Suits tonight was the fact that he might not have had a ton of work, but I think that I thought the timing was crucial. Mm-hmm. It was a 2-0 game there in the second period. They were coming on. He stops a breakaway, which, you know, changes the tide of the game. So we've marveled at him all year, deservedly so. He's starting to get a lot more interest from some, you know, NCAA schools, which is good for him and good for the program, and for us moving forward. You know, he's played a lot of hockey here. I don't know how many exactly in a row it is, but, you know, when you look at the overall picture here, I think this is, what, 14 in a row that we've got at least points without a regulation loss. And, I mean, any time that you could do that, regardless of the time of year, that bodes well for your players. And it's a testament to, you know, what we do and the work that our players put into every practice, every dry land, and into every game.
Tom, you mentioned you get Mateo Aiello back tonight. J.C. Tavares also on the men. Is he going to see any action this
week? Yeah, he'll play tomorrow. Not sure what we're going to do in terms of, again, we're going to monitor some of our other players that are hurt and that could use a day off. But from a numbers point of view, it's a difficult time of year because, you know, you have all of these affiliates that you want to get into games and show them what your program's about. But you know what? They're getting down to the, you know, to the tough part of their schedule. We've got guys that are getting ready for playoffs and fighting for position. So you don't want to take those players from their own team. So, you know, if we can make do, we'll make do. So JC will draw in tomorrow. I'm not sure whether we'll address 11 forwards or 7 defense. That'll maybe be a game-time decision, but he'll also be another welcomed addition for us.
Tom, I don't envy you on that decision at all. Everyone's playing so well tonight. I know it's going to be a tough decision. Congrats on the win tonight. A big one here tonight. If you're wondering what happened in the Spruce Grove
2-1
game,
shootout. Classic shootout Spruce game. Grove. They keep it tight, and they sneak 2 points out. So what it does is it just tightens up that top of the North. I know Bonneville was up 3-1 after the second. So, listen, every game as we hit down the stretch here gets even more important. And for us, we're not putting any statistical, expectations on our guys. We're not telling our guys we want to end up first or second. We just want to make sure that we're playing good hockey. So, you know, we're piecing things together. Things are going in the right direction, and hopefully we can continue the streak.
Tom, congrats again, and thanks for joining me here on the postgame.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.